Tying of Threads, written by Joy Detman and read by Deirdre Rubenstein. Six nights a week, the Melbourne bus passed through Woody Creek. It was due in at around 7:30. Never early, but rarely more than 20 minutes late. It was late that night. 8:25 when it drove into a town awash with water. Woody Creek's gutters hadn't been built to handle heavy rain. Blunt's Road was a lake, fed by a river of runoff from the tiled roofs of a bunch of brand new houses built on land once known as O'Brien's Acre. South Street's bitumen crown was visible, and the bus clung to what was visible. It stopped out front of the post office, where one passenger stepped down into water, as did the driver. He opened his luggage bay to haul out a large and well-worn case, and with no passenger waiting in the rain to take possession of it, he sloshed through the water to place the case beneath the shelter of the post office's veranda, where its owner had taken cover. She wasn't dressed for the weather. She'd clad herself that morning in a lolly pink frock, more suitable for the bedroom. "Trust this town to turn on a flood for me," Lila Jones, Roberts, Freeman said, then added, "Ta." She'd lived in this godforsaken hole for a few years when she'd been married to her second husband, and every time she'd boarded the bus out since, she'd vowed never to set foot in the place again. Wouldn't have been here tonight if she hadn't been stony, motherless broke. She'd spent the best part of 40 years stony, motherless broke. Pregnant and disowned by her parents at 15, a wife and mother of twins at 16, she dumped them with her mother-in-law and moved to Sydney, where she'd got work at a clothing factory. Got paid on Friday, been broke by Sunday. Jenny Hooper had worked there. She'd always had money in her purse, smokes in her handbag, and an extra sandwich in her lunchbox. She'd shared. Just a pair of kids with kids in 43. They're blokes away fighting a war.